Good morning. Today's daf of Masiyah Samach Dalet. We're on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We're beginning with the words Rabbi Rav Yosef. It's right in the middle of the Amud. It's at two dots. Here we are on the fifth parak of Masiyah. We're discussing Neshech Tarbis, otherwise known colloquially known as Ribis, and that you're not allowed to charge interest. In the mission, we were introduced to the idea that there's Ribis Daraisa, Ribis Darabanan. Ribis Daraisa, also referred to as Ribis Katsutsa, is where I contract with somebody that I'm going to lend the money and he's going to be paying me back more. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about money or food or any type of commodity. If we are making a lending contract and with the expectation that he's going to pay me back more, so that's interest, and that's also Min HaTorah, from Jew to Jew. Then later in the parable, we'll talk about Jew to non-Jew. Torah talks about Jew and non-Jew, but that's coming up later. Anyway, so that's an Issa d'Oraisa. So what about Issa d'Rabbanan? So there are many examples of Issuri d'Rabbanan Ribis. Sa'a b'sa'a, which we're going to be discussing a little bit later on. The Gemara touched on in yesterday's daf. But really, we are going to be focusing all of our attention today, the vast majority of our attention, on poskimala peros, psikas peros. And that is forward contracting. So forward contracting is where I'm going to make a purchase from you. I'm going to front the money. And then at a later point in time, you're going to deliver to me the goods. So that is what's called poskin ala peros. And what's the rule? In poskin ala peros. So you're not allowed to do that. So you're not allowed to make a forward contract because effectively what's happening over here is that I'm going to give you the money in advance. And because I'm giving you the money in advance, so there's a very good chance that when you finally deliver the product to me, the item value is going to go up. And as a result of that, I'm going to get more than the value of my money. And that looks like ribis. Now, it's not ribis, by the way. In other words, let's just say clearly, that's not ribis. In other words, ribis is lending. Over here, I am purchasing. So this is a totally different type of structured arrangement. This is a different type of transaction. But nevertheless, because of its appearance, it's mechzek ribis, and therefore falls under the category of a ribis. So in poskin ala peros. Right? That's nice and simple, correct? Yes, it's nice and simple, but boy, oh boy, did the Gemara make it complicated. Now, the fault does not rest on the Gemara for making it complicated. It really goes back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah made it complicated because the Mishnah gave a scenario, meaning what did the Mishnah wanted to do? The Mishnah wanted to illustrate what's an example of Ribis D'Oraisa. What's an example of Ribis D'Rabbanan? So Ribis D'Oraisa, so this, you don't need any high-level degree to understand Ribis D'Oraisa. In other words, I'm going to lend you 100, you'll give me back 120. It's easy. I'll give you back, I'm going to give you sasaim, you're going to give me back 3 sa. Okay, that's easy. But when it comes to Ribis D'Rabbanan, what was the example of the Mishnah? Wow. The Mishnah gave us an example of psikas peros, of forward contracting. And the Mishnah's example is that I gave you for wheat, and then what we try to do is that we try to transfer that over to wine, and now I'm going to take the wine instead of the wheat. And it was clearly, in other words, the Mishnah was clearly making a particular point. It wasn't clear, that part was clear, wasn't clear what exactly the point of the Mishnah was. And so what the Gemara really did is struggle in terms of understanding what exactly was that case of the Mishnah. All the Amoraim got involved in the Mishnah, Rabba, Rava, let me go in order, Rabba, Abaye, Rava. Okay, so and really in an attempt to understand what exactly that is. But what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to lay down the rules because it's really simple. It's really simple. It's not really simple. But it is it's pretty straightforward. Meaning, let's start off with the following. Ain poskin ala peros. You can't forward contract. Forward contracting is an issur d'rabbanan, it's mechzek ribis, it looks like ribis, and you can't do it. However, there are occasions when you can do it. In other words, there are carve-outs. And as I pointed out yesterday, there's not one, but there's 2 carve-outs in which it would be okay. So carve-out number 1 is going to be where it's yatsa hashar. Yatsa hashar meaning that there's a fixed market price. So once there's a fixed market price, and now I'm laying down the money for it, So Yatsa Hashar would make it acceptable and make it okay. We discussed this in yesterday's daf. And in today's daf, we're going to be really focusing on the second carve-out, and that's going to be Yeshla. Yeshla meaning that even though I'm making a pre-purchase, meaning I'm not taking the product now, and the product will be delivered at a future point in time, but if he currently has it now, and I give him the money, so now this is viewed as a kinyan. Now I'm going to, in just a moment, even in my introduction, I'm going to explain that even better. This is viewed as a kinyan, and as a result of that, so therefore there's not even going to be avak ribis. It's not going to even be an issur d'rabbanan of ribis. It would be 100% kosher transaction. Okay, now, Let me just clarify this point even a little bit better. If I gave him the money, so then we have now contracted and we are good. The kinyan has been accomplished. Not exactly. Meaning this goes back to what we already know and what we already learned together, and that is that I don't acquire something with money. In other words, kesef is not kona. What's kona is mashicha. So we already did this here in Bava Metzia, right? This is a point that we hit a couple of times. So kesef is not kona. Min haTorah, whether it's kona, whether it's not kona, machlokis, Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish. We discussed this earlier in the Masechta. But I'm going to keep everything as simple as possible. Kesef is not kona. So when I give somebody money and on a forward contract, on a pre-purchase, and I give somebody money, so I'm not really kona the item as of yet, but giving the money is enough to effectively take out any ribbis problem whatsoever. Okay, so what is the ribbis problem? The ribbis problem is that it's not ribbis min haTorah, but rather it's mechzek ribbis. It looks like ribbis. Okay, so since it looks like ribbis, so consequently, the rabbi said, so as long as now we've taken the appearance away and it now looks much more like a purchase, so then the Chachamim said, now we're going to be totally comfortable with it. So let's understand. When I give somebody money for an item, so have I acquired the item? The answer is no. However, we are now bound to each other by commitment. In other words, what did we learn earlier? Mishapara. Mishapara tells me that once I give somebody money, so I can back out of it, he can back out of it, but mind you, if you or I back out of it, so then we are going to be cursed. Either a curse is going to fall on us, or we're going to actively be cursed. If you remember, we discussed that back in the fourth parak. Mishapara. So in other words, so once I've given money and now we are committed to each other, and by punishment of a curse, so now the Chachamim said this is now looking enough like a purchase where it's not even going to be avak ribis. Okay, so this only is going to work only where yeshlo. Again, there's Yatsa Hashar, which is yesterday's daf, but today we're going to be focusing on yeshlo. In other words, this will work if he currently has the item on hand. If he does not have the item on hand, so then no. In other words, now I'm just, it's a forward contract, I'm just pre-purchasing, but he doesn't even have it. And he's got to get it? No. That at that point in time now it smells too much like ribbis. Now it really has the appearance of ribbis, and that's not allowed. But yeshla, but as long as he has it, and I am laying down the money, and now we are committed to one another, and if either one of us back out, we're bound by Mishapara. So at this point in time, the Chachamim said, now it's okay. And really, effectively, that's hopefully a clarification of, you know, can be a little bit complicated, but hopefully that's a clarification. And over the course of today, it's going to be a little bit complicated. It's really not that bad. Today's daf is not nearly as difficult as yesterday's. Over the course of today, all we're going to basically hammer again and again is that this will work, but only under the premise that yeshlo, that he has to, that the seller has to have it in his possession at the time. And with that stated, let's pick it up. So we're starting right in the middle of Samach Gimel Amud Beis. So I was there and I lost it, but I'm going to come back. I know it. I'm confident. There we go. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Tavai Haiman Diav Zuzay Atar Charifa. So Tzarich Leizchazu LeBeidari. Okay, so you're going to give somebody money. So and when are we talking about Atar Charifa? Right, Charifa means like the very beginning, at the very beginning of the Shar. Okay, so we are approaching the fixed market, but we're approaching the fixed market, but we're not there yet. Okay, so the you remember your calculus days, right? We're approaching infinity. So over here, we're approaching the fixed market, but we're not there yet. So Tzarech Leizchaz, okay, fine. So in other words, so we're not at the point of Yatzah Ashar. Again, Yatzah Ashar, once it's a fixed market, so then the Chacham and we're fine with it. But again, that's yesterday's daf. That's not today. Today we're talking about Yeshlo. So we are not yet at the point of the fixed market. In other words, the price was not fixed yet. And now what I want to do is I want to make a forward contract. I want to pre-purchase. So here's the money. So that's what I tell the guy. But in other words, we need yeshlo. So in other words, does he have or does he not have? So Rabban Rav Yosef says whether he has or doesn't have is part of the equation. However, tzarich li'itzchazu lebeidare. In other words, not only does he have to have, I have to see it. Now the Gemara says, now, lamai. So ila mikna halokani. So the Gemara says, now, I don't understand. You need to see it? You, the buyer, need to see it? Why? Meaning, are you making an acquisition at this point in time? As we explained in the intro, no, you are not. And even if you see it, that's not an acquisition, right? Kinyan comes with mishicha. So that's not happening. And the Gemara says, and what? In other words, then to lock into a commitment, once I give him the money, once he takes the money from me, we are committed to one another. Mishapara is not going to be a function of, did I see the purchase, did I see product, did I not see product? As long as I give the money, as long as he took the money, we are now committed to one another, and now we are bound by Mishapara. So what is this new halacha that we're learning from Rabbi and Rav Yosef? In order to make a forward contract, a legal forward contract, so he needs to have it and I need to see it. Why do I need to see it?
That's verified. That's verification.
Well, the Gemara is going to explain. So la'olam l'kabul al mishapara. So the Gemara says, okay, no, the Gemara says it's leaning more to the side of mishapara. Now, mandi avzizei atara chavifa lebetreo tasayahiv. Im ischazel leisam chadaita v'ilo amalei amina. The Gemara says, I'll tell you why it's important that you have to go there and you have to see it. Because over here, what's happening is the following, and that is that we are now putting in a pre-purchase order. Okay. Now, let's go from the perspective of the seller. Now, the seller at this point in time now is trying to take bids in. In other words, right? I know everyone's excited to buy, and you have all these people now who are bidding. And the truth of the matter is that, right, in other words, I'm not ready to give it yet, but in other words, a forward contract. But you know what? Let me go around. Let me take bidders. In other words, right, how much are you ready to purchase from me? How much are you ready to purchase from me? And in other words, and he'll accept all these various bids from various potential buyers. And all these buyers are going to give money to him. So what he's going to do is that basically, as you can guess, in other words, he'll take the best bid. What about the other people? The other people will say, look, I'm really sorry. Here's your money back. Okay. So, everyone understands that this is how this transaction operates. In other words, that this seller, who is now, who is accepting forward contracts and accepting money at this point in time, so everyone understands that I'm giving him money, but so are other people as well. How do I know that we're really committed to one another? That's what Rabbi and Rav Yosef is coming here to introduce. In other words, I'm not only giving him the money, but I'm also seeing product as well. So when I go there and I see product, now I know that not only is he taking my bid, but he's accepting my bid. Right? The Gemara says it's a function of smichas das. Every single time you see that expression in the Gemara, smichas das is basically degree of confidence. Meaning I know he knows that we are serious about this transaction. He's committed to me. How do I know that? Because I was physically on site and I physically saw the product. Now I know that even though obviously he would like the best bid, but now that I was there, now that he took my money and I was physically on site, now I know that he's totally committed. Okay, that's the halacha of Rabbi and Rav Yosef, that in other words, Yeshlo is important, but not only is Yeshlo important, but you also have to actually see, you have to physically see it. I'm Rav Ashi Hasha Damar Mishim Sim Mismach Taite. So afilu ashkeche b'shuka v'amrlei samchadaite. So now all this is really a function of smichas das. Meaning there's nothing intrinsic in seeing the product. In other words, seeing the product is just simply now going to be an expression of confidence between buyer and seller that they're really committed to each other. So the Gemara says, so now that we know that, so let's say the buyer finds the seller in the market, meaning that they actually see each other. And the communication between them, meaning now you should know that we see each other and I'm telling you that I'm accepting your bid. So then samcha daite. That also creates consumer confidence as well. Am Rav Nachman klala de rebisi kol aganato le'aser. Okay, so Rav Nachman tells us, now this is funny, by the way, we're on samach gimel. In other words, we are four dapim into the perek, right? Samach, samach aleph, samach bey, samach gimel. We're four dapping into the perek and now Here's your governing rule of Ribbis. Governing rule of Ribbis. Wouldn't that have been great to have introduced us in the beginning of the parak? A Okay, but in other words, you've been around Gemara long enough. You know, sometimes the governing rule is some just, placed right in the middle of all these discussions. So Rav Amar, Rav Nachman called the Ribbis, so I'll give you the governing principle of Ribbis, and that is called Aganat Olei Aser. In other words, if what you are doing is that you are giving your money and you are getting rewarded for time. In other words, time value. In other words, what is Ribbis? Ribbis is here. Here's my money, and how much time do you want it for? A month, a year, 30 years, whatever that time is. And you're going to pay me now for that time. So anytime that there's agar natar, there is going to be time value, which is really what interest is. Interest really is time value. So that's also, that's what the Torah prohibits. Okay, great. Now we're hearing that, by the way, understand, we're hearing that in our discussion, meaning we're having a discussion of ribbis de rabbanon, psikos aperos, right? Forward contracting, right? It's a funny place to bring this up. Because forward contracting, meaning it looks like ribbis, it has the appearance of ribbis. But in other words, it's not actual ribbis, it's ribbis mitra abundant with a couple of carfats we're in the middle of discussing. So Rav Nachman's comment being dropped right here in this discussion, obviously that was intentional, right? The Gemara obviously means to make a point with it. Coming right up. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm on the Avzuze, Le Kriya, V'Ka'azle Arba Arba. So let's say the following, and that is that a person is going to give money for wax, right? That's the kriya, or I'm not pronouncing it well, kirya. That's a little bit better. Anyway, so the person's purchasing flax, and normally what happens is that for every zuz you get four, but you know what? You want to give me the money right now? Okay, you want to give me the money now? I'll give you five. Right? Five waxes per zuz. Okay. I know I'm not saying it well in terms of, there's an amount, I know. But basically, the normal price is four per zuz, and I'm going to give you five per zuz, because you're fronting the money.
Is it like beeswax?
Yes. So, isnu gabe share, and lesnu gabe aser. So the Gemara says, okay. So we're basically going to now go over the rule that we've gone over before, which is, if currently the seller yeshlo, if he has it on hand at the time, fine. Again, because once yeshlo, once the seller has it on hand, so then it's a purchase. Okay? And and as a result of that, it would be mutter. However, ain lo, less nu gabe, but if he doesn't have it on hand, usher. Meaning now what we're looking at over here is that it's still a purchase. But again, let's take a look at what's happening over here. Because I'm giving you the money in advance, and you don't have the wax as of yet. So now, because I'm fronting you the money, and you get to hold on to my money for some time. And because of that now, instead of giving me four prizes, you're now going to give me five prizes. So that is going to be the time value of you being able to hold on to my money for a period of time. That, as a result of that, is going to be ribbis. Now, again, in the context of our discussion, it's not ribbis d'araisa, it's ribbis d'rabbanan. But again, once you understand conceptually what ribbis is the time value. So over here, if he doesn't have the wax when I give him the money, and now the consideration of you get to keep my money early, you get my money early. So as a result of that, this is now avak ribbis. It appears like ribbis because of what ribbis is. And therefore, it's going to be Elster. So Peshitta, the Gemara says, now, it's obvious. Now, it's funny, by the way, it's obvious. In other words, these are hard discussions. These are, tricky discussions here in Ezu and Eshech. And the Gemara says, Peshitta. Now, but it is, meaning, again, once you know what the rule is that the forward contracting would be fine as long as the seller has product on hand at the time when I give them the money. In other words, Yeshlo. So we're just hammering the point again and again and again. So at this point in time, Rav Nachman, what new thing did you introduce to us? So Pshita. So lo tzricha disle ashray b'masa. So ma detema kevin disle ashray b'masa. Ashi yavo b'ni o ashi emtza maftech dami kamash milan kevin de mechas regubayne kaman de lesnu dami. So the Gemara says, well, the chiddush of Rav Nachman is the following, and that is that the seller has got his supplier in town. So even though he doesn't currently physically have the wax by him, but it's easily obtainable to him. He could just simply go to a supplier and purchase it from a supplier. Okay, so in other words, maybe you could argue this would now qualify and fall under the category of Yeshlo. So when I'm buying it from the seller, now the seller doesn't have it physically on hand, but it's easily obtainable, that's Yeshlo. That's what I would have thought, that's a Havamina. And the Gemara says, you know what it's similar to? It's similar to Ashi Avo Bini or Ashi Emsa Maftech Damei. So we're going to learn this later in the parak. And that is that Sa'a B'Sa'a would be occasionally Mutter. On occasion, Sa'a B'Sa'a would be Mutter. Now again, remember this terminology? You're right, this is just these basic vocabulary for the fifth parak. Sa'a B'Sa'a is I lend eggs and I'm going to get the same amount of eggs back. Rabbinically, that's forbidden. Right? You can't do that Midrabban, and that's what's called Sa'a B'Sa'a. However, Sa'a B'Sa'a would be Mutter is that when I lend him the eggs, he has eggs. I know it begs the question. If he has eggs, why is he borrowing my eggs? I know.
He needs more.
He needs more or, right, the Mishnah later on. We're going to learn this later on. And that is that my eggs right now are currently on my property but locked up. And right now, who's got the keys? You know who has the keys. My kids have the keys. But in other words, but what I'm going to do that now is that I'm going to borrow eggs from you. And then when my kid comes back with the keys to the, you know, to my cellar, so then what I'll be able to do is I'll give you back the eggs. Under those circumstances, Sa'a B'Sa'a would be Mutter. No. So in other words, they're on my property. They're just right now not accessible to me. But when my kid comes back, it's accessible to me. Oh. So now once I take that model of Sa'a B'Sa'a and I apply it over here, same thing over here, right? Meaning that I'm buying from a buyer. Sorry. Let's do that better. I'm buying from a seller, and the seller doesn't have the wax on hand, but easily obtainable. Same thing, right? That's the Gemara's point. It's not the same thing. In other words, when I have the wax on my property, when I have the eggs on my property, it's just simply locked up, and I need my kid to come back. But I have it. It's on my property. Masha Enkin, when I'm buying wax from a seller, and he doesn't currently have it on him, but his supplier's right there in town. That's not called Yeshlo. Am Rav Nachman Haimando is a pshita mechaver vashkach be tufina. So bichtei shadas toa mechayev la dura levi ilav matana ba'amahu diayvlei matana ba'amahu diayvlei. Another halacha when it comes to coming to us from Rav Nachman. Okay, let's say I borrow coins from my friend, and what happens is that he pays me back. Okay, and over here we're talking about a kosher loan between Jew to Jew, which means of course no interest. Okay, interest-free loan. Good. Now, as I am now collecting my loan, I'm now counting the money. And Ashkach Beitufina. And what happens is that, wait one second. He gave me more. So, now, if he just simply made a mistake, the borrower made a mistake, and that is that he just miscounted. So then, well, of course, what I'm obligated to do is I'm obligated to return it to him. So, but if he didn't, so then it's just simply a matana, and then it would be okay. Now, if at this point in time, right, when I first saw the Gemara, and I, you know, it's not, Baruch Hashem, not the first time I'm doing this perek, right? Every time I do this perek, so I understand a little bit better. So over here, like my eyebrows definitely raised. Oh, but you know what? But if it was designed and it was and he meant to add this extra, well, it's just a matana, Meaning what? That's ribbis, right? So over here, the Gemara subtly has just dropped in the following idea, and that is the following: you can't charge interest, right? That you cannot do. However, if the borrower is extraordinarily appreciative of that which you did for him, and the borrower would like to give you a gift for that, the gift would be okay. That's acceptable. I know that sounds strange. Later in this parak, we're going to learn together, right? In other words, the borrower cannot do any kind of added benefit to the lender. In other words, any added benefit to the lender would constitute and violate the Isser Ribbis. So over here, but if you want to add a gift, that's okay. So exactly how to attach a gift to a loan? So there's a whole corpus of discussion in terms of how to do it. The fact is, let's say it simply, it can be done. You have to articulate, you have to express that this is a gift, this is not part of the loan, I just want to show my appreciation. There's a discussion of when exactly that gift could be dropped off. Okay, what I'm just acknowledging is that it can be done. The Gemara is clearly telling us that it can. the logistics of how to do it exactly. So that is there's a Shulchan Aruch for that, and I'm right, and I don't know it well, if I can admit, but it can be done. So if, let's say, the extra money now that you're looking at was clearly put there intentionally, so now what you could say is that you could say it's a matana, and therefore you can keep it. Okay. Hey chidami. So bichtei shadas to. I'm sorry. So matana ba'amahu di'ayvelei. Hey chidami. So bichtei shadas toa. So now the Gemara is going to ask a simple question. So if it was the extra was added erroneously, it was just simply a mistake, so then you have to return it. But if it was added intentionally, you could view it as a matana. Oh, okay, good. And how exactly are you supposed to know that, the lender? In other words, mind reading? So hey chidami. So bichtei shadas to amar Rav Acha b'reid Rav Yosef v'asiru saisa v'chum shaisa. I'm really struggling today in terms of pronunciation, but that's fine. Okay, as we now are on the very top of Samach Dal Amud Aleph, so the Gemara says increments of 5, increments of 10. Rashi over here goes through a lengthy discussion of basically, in other words, like here in our currency, in our current currencies, 5s and 10s. So let's say I lent him $50 and now he gave me back $55. Okay, so if he gave me back now another 5, in other words, I borrowed him 5s and he gave me back an extra 5, in other words, that was just simply a matana. If let's say I gave him in 5s and he gave me another 2, another 3, that was a mistake. In other words, that wasn't, okay. You could also say it the other way around. Okay, anyway. But the Gemara does give us a way of trying to navigate in terms of whether or not it was a gift or whether it was just simply a counter's error. And by the way, in other words, like I know if Hedy were sitting right here in the room, he would ask me, why not just ask him? Right? In other words, you gave me more. Was that a mistake? Was that a gift? In other words, you could just simply ask him. The Gemara over here probably is going over what if he's not available to ask. But I kind of find that hard to imagine because the Gemara says, now if it's a mistake, you know what you need to do? You need to give it back to him. So clearly you're going to have an interaction with him. So when you have that interaction with him, can't you just simply ask him? Right? I already hear the question being asked, and I also find it to be a little bit strange that we're guessing in terms of whether or not it was intentional or unintentional. Okay. So Amale Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Rav Ashi, on the top of Samach Dal Amud Aleph. So the Inish Tekifa Hu Delo Yav Matana Mai. So the Gemara says, now what if the person is an Inish Tekifa? He's just a rough person, rough personality. Okay, good. So, all right, I'm sure in all of our interactions in life, I know it's true by me. So you just meet people that are just on the rougher side, right? Not forgiving and not giving, right? They're rough. So the Gemara now is describing such a person. He's an Inish Tekifa. So Delo Yav Matana, and he doesn't give gifts. So under those circumstances, my. So Amalei Dimla Migzal Gazlei and Avla Le Becheshbon, Titania Gozos Chavero, and Ivlu Le Becheshbon Yatza. So the Gemara says it could very well be that when he adds extra as he's paying you back, do you know why he's adding extra? I know he's not a giving individual, but could very well be that maybe previously he stole from you. He's embarrassed. He doesn't want to admit it. And the extra that he's adding is just simply the mitzvah of Hashavas Hagzela. So it could be that. In fact, Hagozos Chavera Hivlila Becheshbon Yatza. In fact, the halacha, we did this back in Baba Kama. And that is that when I steal from somebody, and I'm just too embarrassed. I'm too embarrassed to admit to it. So in other words, so what I'll do is I'll simply buy something from him, and that extra money that I owe him from the theft, I'll just add it to the cheshbon. So yotze. In other words, it's better obviously to just come to grips and come to terms with the fact that you stole. It's better, but bidyev, that would be fine. And maybe that's what's going on over here. V'inish asami alma delo shakav v'tar ba'ade mai. Now the Gemara says, now what if you have no history with the individual whatsoever? And he borrowed money from you and he paid you back and he gave you extra and you had no history. So and he's not a forgiving individual and there's extra money over here. So Amrlay, Damaina Shachrina Gazlay, Vamrlay, Kiyazif Ploni, Pshita Mina, Chavlele Becheshman. So the Gemara says, okay, but there still could be, admittedly, this is a bit far-fetched, but there could be an explanation in terms of why that extra money is here on the payback. It could very well be that somebody else who stole from me, too embarrassed to just simply come to terms with admitting that he stole from me. So maybe he'll go to my borrower and he'll say to my borrower, here, do me a favor. I owe this guy money. I'm too embarrassed to give it to him directly. That's so strange. I'm not too embarrassed to tell you. But I'm too embarrassed to go to him directly and confront him and give him the money. So here, do me a favor. As you pay back the loan, so put this money back in with it as well. So the Gemara says that's a possibility, and therefore you can go ahead and you can keep that extra money. Okay. Amar Rav Kahana. Havi yasinu b'shol pirkei d'Rav v'shamis d'kamer kari kari. V'lo yadana mai kamer. Okay, so Rav Kahana says, here's the story, and that was, I was shilei pirkei d'Rav, I was sitting in shir with Rav. Okay, the relationship between Rav Kahana and Rav, Talmud Rebbe, right? We've gone over this numerous times. At the end of Baba Kama, we were there just 2 short months ago. So at the end of Baba Kama, so we told over the most unbelievable story with Rav Kahana and Rav. But okay. Anyway, so Rav Kahana now describes himself sitting in the back of the shir, right? You've heard me describe before, right? When in my days in YU, when I was in Rav Braunschweig's shir, I sat all the way in the back of shir over there. Huge, huge shir. All right, 80 guys in the shir. So the and so I could totally relate to Rav Kahana. I am not Rav Kahana by any stretch of the imagination, but Vishamis the Kamar Kari Kari Velo Yadana Mai Kamar. So and I heard Kari Kari. And I heard him talking about gourds. Right? And so in other words, meaning I know what was happening. We were learning Bab Mitzia, we were learning the fifth parak, we were learning Ezu Neshech, and he was talking about Psikas Aperos, and he was talking about something with gourds. But I didn't catch everything. I was sitting all the way there in the back. So busted the kamrav. So I'm relay my kari kari to kamrav. Okay, good. So now Rav left shir, and I needed chazara. Like, in other words, I kind of got shir, but I didn't fully get it. So I'm asking around. The other talmidim knew. So what was happening over there? What was he talking about? So I'm relay hachi kamrav haiman diarzuze liginai akare the kaazle asari kari bnei zarta. So the Amr le Yavina lach b'nei garmide. So isnuhu shari lesnuhu aser. Okay, so what Rav was talking about was psikas aperos, right? We know that, by the way, just simply because of the context. Meaning, we're in the middle of Ezu Neshech, and we're talking about psikas aperos and forward contracting. So we know the topic. So the topic was forward contracting. So in other words, I'd like to prepay. And over here, what I'm doing is I'm contracting with a gardener. And the and if I went to the market, so as long as the gourd got to the size of a zeres, which is half of an amma, so it was a zuz for a gourd that size, and what I wanted to do now is I wanted to buy gourds, but basically twice the size for a zuz. And so basically what I'd like to do is I'd like to front them the money and, you know, hopefully get, you know, a better deal. So so I wanted to get twice the size for a zuz. So now the halach is as follows. Isnehu shari. As long as he has product on hand, so then fine. And lesnu aser. But if he doesn't have product on hand, so then it would be aser. Okay. In other words, it's what we've been discussing all morning, which is yeshlo. As long as the seller has it on hand, for whatever reason, he's not giving it to me yet, but it doesn't matter. In other words, as long as he has it on hand, it would be fine. Okay, so pshita. So the Gemara says, okay, but at this point now, we get it. We're hammering the point this morning. So how many times do we have to go over it? The answer is a lot. but okay, but I got it. So no, So the Gemara says, because let's say in his garden, he's got gourds, but they're right now currently small, but they're still connected to the ground. And but they're going to grow. So maybe you can make the argument that, okay. So in other words, this would qualify as yeshlo. Meaning even though he doesn't have the gourds this size I'm looking for, but they're in the ground and they're going to grow, and that's yeshlo, right? Gemara says, kamash malan. That's not yeshlo. Yeshlo means he has what I'm looking to buy on hand. I'm looking to buy the really big ones. He doesn't have it. But they're going to grow. Yeah, that's true. They're going to grow. But he doesn't currently have them on hand. This doesn't qualify as yeshlo. So kaman ki hay detanya detanya olech lechlo v'tzizav lagzosus rechelav v'leru dosus kavraso umatzah chaver v'amr lo mashi izichol eves machulach mashachavi mashi recheli gozlos gozizos machulach mashachavarti rode machulach. So let's say I go to my farmer and the farmer is about to either milk his goat, shear his sheep, or comb the honeycomb. Okay, So, and basically now what I'd like to do is I'd like to make a purchase, a forward contract. And here's the money that I'm laying down, and I'm going to buy whatever you milk, whatever you shear, whatever you comb. I'm going to buy it. So that would be acceptable. I'm going to explain that better in just a moment. Aval im amar la mashi zichovas kafa kach marcholach, mashi rechele gozos kafa kach marcholach, mashi kavati rode kafa kach marcholach aser. But let's, okay, now, in this brisa, so what we're doing now is we're contrasting where it's okay and where it's not okay. Okay, let's start off with where it's okay. Where it's okay is that basically I'm going to put in a forward contract, I'm putting in a purchasing order, and I'm giving him the money, but we're not specifying how much he's going to give me. All he's saying is that, look, however much milk comes out of this goat, that's what I'm selling for you. You give me what you, in other words, we're going to agree to a price right now, but that price is not going to affect how much you're going to get. So in other words, so it's prospecting. So I am now laying money down, and could be a lot, could be a little bit. Under those circumstances, that is not going to be a violation of ribbis, not even avak ribbis. Now, I already anticipate, Ben, I've been thinking about this. In other words, this definitely sounds like a davar shelo bala olam.
Right.
Okay, I know. I see it coming, right? Baruch Hashem. We've been doing this together for a while. I see it coming. Okay, so I'm also, you know, wrapping my head around it. I'm not sure yet, but I understand right now I'm just attacking it from the ribbis standpoint. Because I do not know how much I'm going to be receiving, and there's a risk inherent over here, and I'm accepting the risk, this is not a violation of ribbis, not even of a ribbis. If, on the other hand, I'm telling him, this is how much I'm paying for this much milk, now, he hasn't milked his goat yet, so this is not yeshlo. So it's a forward contract. He doesn't have product yet. Now, I understand the milk is in the goat that he has, but that's not here. That's not yeshlo. And as a result, and we're contracting to how much milk I'm buying, right? How much per liter. So under those circumstances, that's also, that's avak ribbis that you're not allowed to do. That's what we learned together in the brisa. Now, v'afagav de'meimela karab, who came to the last new by yishaita asr. And that's exactly the point. Meaning, what do you mean it's ain lo? The milk is in the goat, and he owns the goat, right? Can't we call that yeshlo? No, we can't. We can't call that yeshlo. That's ain lo. And similar to the gardener. When I go to the gardener and buy my gourds, and I want the big gourds, and he doesn't have them yet, but they're in the field, and they're growing, so can I now do a forward contract on that? Is that qualifies yeshlo? No, it does not. It does not qualify as yeshlo. It qualifies, that falls under the category of ainlo. Okay. So far, so good. So in other words, the shear of Rav, Rav Kahana was in the shear of Rav, learning the sugya of yeshlo and ainlo regarding avak ribbis, regarding psikas aperos, and basically, in order to call it yeshlo, you have to have finished product on hand. So far, so good. It's really, so funny. In other words, it's complicated, but when all said and done, it's really easy to summarize. It took me a minute to wrap my head around all this, but okay, good. Now, Igadar me'amar Rava came to me'mele karabu shabri dami. Now, in another version, Rava said that they came to me'mele karabu shabri dami. Now, in another version of how Shear went with Rav, so Rav said that the purchasing of the gourds would be acceptable. Okay, in other words, right? Remember, Rav Kahana himself wasn't sure what happened in Shear, and he was asking the Talmidim, and I guess it was kind of like mixed results in terms of what the Talmidim were saying. But in a different version, so Rav, right, according to, I guess, other reports of what happened in Shear, so Rav would said that the forward contracting for the gourds would be okay. Meaning I'm purchasing gourds, I want them the large size. Right now the gardener has gourds, but not large, but he has them small, but they're still in the ground and they're going to grow more, and I'm laying down the money. So Rav said in Shear, that's good. It's acceptable. That's yeshlo. Why? Because they're going to grow. Now, wait 1 second. And in this second version, in this Ika D'Amre, what do we have to contend with? The Brisa that we just learned together. The Brisa. The Brisa says that if I'm going to buy milk and my farmer's got the goat, but he hasn't milked it yet, that's not yeshlo, that's ainlo. what's the difference? The Gemara spells it out. Vehatanya kach v'kach aser hasam la minei karabu deshakli lahai v'ase achrina beduchtei. So hacha minei karabu dekeshakli lahai v'ase achrina beduchtei. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the difference between milk and gourds. I'm so happy I get to say that. The difference between milk and gourds. But the Gemara says, but they're different, right? Conceptually different. Because when it comes to milk, right, what am I doing? I'm laying a forward contract down for milk for a month from now. Ah, which now means that the milk from a month from now is not today's milk. If he were to milk it today, that's today's milk. A milk, right? The milking a month from now, that is not the same as today's milk. It's totally different milks, if you will. Masha'inkin, when it comes to the gourd, right? I'm putting a forward contract down now on the gourds. Now, I'm buying these gourds. It just happens to be not the size that I want. I want larger. Okay, they're going to grow. But it's the same gourd. It's going to happen to be larger because they're going to stay in the ground longer. So that, says the Gemara, would be the difference between milks and gourds. In other words, so the case of gourds is now qualifies yeshlo in the second version because it's the same gourd. It's just bigger. It will get bigger. Masha'enkein over here, when it comes to the milk, it's not the same milk. Today's milk and the milk from a month from now is not the same milk. Okay, good. Amar Abaye. Oh, we're finishing up today's daf. On the bottom of Samach Dal Amar Aleph. Four lines from the bottom. Amar Abaye Sharele Linish Lamemar Lechavre. Helechar Bezuse Achavisa Dechamre. So, E Takva Bershusech, E Kare, Ezile Bershusi. Okay, so, a forward contract on wine. And over here, so a forward contract on wine, and that is that I'm going to purchase the wine at 4 zuz per barrel. Okay, good price, bad price, I have no idea. But anyway, but the point is that, sorry. So the, but here's the story though. In other words, so I'm giving you the money right now, and I'll pick it up later. Okay. And the, but if the wine sours, that's tekifa, if the wine sours, So then, no sale. Meaning, I'm not accepting that kind of risk. But e yikara izila sabirushose. But let's say it happens to be that when I pick it up a month from now, so the barrel moves up in price or it moves down in price. So for that, I'm still committed to the purchasing of the barrel. Okay, so over here it is a forward contract and it is yeshlo. However, the buyer is saying that I'm not ready to accept all the risk. I'm ready to accept most of the risk, but not all of it. Kosher or not kosher, that transaction. So Abaye says kosher, right? In other words, he opens up with shari le'inish le'memer le'lechavre. That would be okay. That would be acceptable. Now, at this point in time, hopefully all of you are wondering, why is that a kosher transaction?
Some risk.
You're right. In other words, he's not ready to accept all the risk.
But so, there's some risk.
Ah, okay. That's, you know, we're going to say over where the Gemara is going to land on this. So I'm a Rav Shari La Abaye. So hi, Karv L'Schar V'Rachuk Lehefsidhu. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? It's Karv L'Schar and Rachuk Lehefsid. Another expression that's coming up later in the parak, this is coming up on Daf Ayin, right? What I can't do is that I can't. I can't put in a forward contract where I'm accepting only benefit, but no risk. You can't do that. In other words, that's a loan. That's a loan, right? A loan by definition. I'm sorry. It's a loan with interest, right? By definition, what is a loan with interest? I'm lending you the money. Oh, what are you going to do? You're going to turn around and make money with that? I'm very happy for you. I don't care what happens to you. Meaning, you're going to pay me interest. That's interest, right? And from Jew to Jew, that would be usur. So over here, if I put in a forward contract, but by the forward contract, however, I'm not going to be buying the item under all circumstances. If it works out for me, then I'll buy it. But if it doesn't work out for me, then I'm not going to buy it. That's interest, right? That's not a purchase. So the Gemara says, and by the way, karav l'schar and rachok lehefsid, and it doesn't even have to be all benefit and no risk, meaning like interest. It could even be where I'm accepting mostly benefit and some risk. Okay, that also would still qualify as something which is dome le ribis. It looks like interest. So I'm really Kevin de Makaba la izula. So carvel zehu. So the Gemara says, okay, I understand that. But even though the buyer over here was not ready to take it if it sours totally, but in other words, he was ready to accept whatever fluctuation of price is. And once he's ready to accept whatever fluctuation of price is, so that is considered a balance between taking a risk. In other words, you are still in the middle of risk taking, where now this is more like a purchase than it is like an interest bearing loan. Okay.
Vinegar is not wine.
Correct.
So he's not buying what he paid for.
Okay, perfect. Okay. We'll leave it like that, and tomorrow we'll start with the Mishnah, right? A new topic, and the we'll start tomorrow with the Mishnah. Okay, let's reveal. Let's chaz our daf today. It's really, I have to tell you, right? Although we're in Ezu and Eshek, and although it's all this is a little bit tricky, today's daf happened to have been pretty straightforward, right? Baruch Hashem, I saw today's daf pretty clearly. And that is that psikos damim. In other words, I'm going to put in a forward contract, and I'm going to pre-purchase an item, and I'll pick up the item a month from now, 2 months from now. And is that acceptable? The answer is no. But sometimes it is. Yatsa hashar, that's yesterday's daf, that's where it's okay. And today's daf, yeshlo, is that at the time when I make my, when I put in my order and I pay the money, and he currently has the product on hand, so that's another karva. That's where it would be okay. He's not going to deliver me the item until a month from now, 2 months from now. Okay, but as long as yeshlo, so then that would be fine. Why? So because we learned at the beginning of today's daf. Because when I give him the money, even though I haven't been kona the item yet, but nevertheless, the giving of the money is a real commitment. He had the product on hand. We are bound by Misha Para. So we really are now contractually obligated to one another. Even though I haven't made the kinyan yet, but we are now contracted to, and he has to sell it to me. I say he has to sell it to me. He's bound to sell it to me. He's ready to suffer a curse if he doesn't. So under those circumstances, that would be okay. That would be acceptable. In other words, it doesn't fall under the category of ribbis, not even avak ribbis. It would be fine. And today, really, effectively, all we did is just, we fleshed out exactly what this parameter of yeshlo looks like and what it doesn't look like. What qualifies as yeshlo and what does not qualify as yeshlo. And today, right, the highlight of today's daf was Rav Shear. Because in Rav Shear, he was talking about forward contracting on gourds, and I want the gourds the large type. And right now, the seller has gourds, but he has them small, but they're going to grow. In other words, is that yeshlo or is that ainlo? And we had two versions in today's daf. In version number one, that's ainlo. In other words, that's not the size that I wanted. I want the large. He has the small. Either going to grow? Yeah, but that's not what I'm buying now. I'm buying the large. That's version one. Version number two, so that is, it does follow, it does qualify as yeshlo. Why? Because, in other words, it's the same gourd, I'm waiting for it to grow a little bit bigger. But that qualifies as yeshlo. The difference between that and the rechelos and the sheep that you're shearing, and the goats that you're milking, and the honeycombs that you're combing, the difference between that case and that case, so good, that was part and parcel of today's daf. Okay, Adkan.
Sure.